I know that I've spoken with you on the phone before, but you're new, and maybe not as new as you were then. It's been a couple of months, and you gotten to get acclimated. But from Allen Academy, what have you seen? What do you love about the place?
The attraction originally was the opportunity to be an athletic director. So what I like about it right now, the school and the athletic department has a lot of potential to grow in the athletic department. In the football program, from May and spring football through our strength and conditioning in June and July, I've seen a lot of growth physically and maturity-wise as well. I think the kids are starting to learn, you know, about Coach Adams, my expectations, and they're trying to strive and reach those expectations. So that's kind of where we are right now, and we hope to continue to move in a positive direction.
Coach Jolly, of course, has been the head of the football program for the past several years. He's actually going to be staying on your staff, correct?
Correct. Coach Jolly is the assistant athletic director and defensive coordinator. Our relationship together has been great. We're working well, and we both have the same vision for what we want for the athletic department and also the football program.
Now, it's a new school for you, but it's also kind of a new brand of football, correct? I mean, you haven't coached six-man before?
No, I coached six-man. I was the last school I was at in Emory in Houston. I was there 9 years. In 2015, we won the state championship, so we've had some success playing six-man football there.
Okay, I wasn't aware that Emory was six-man, so you've got quite a bit of experience then. So I would say you might have a leg up on some other coaches around the area.
Maybe a little bit. I've had some success in my coaching career. It's a little bit different at Allen, a little bit smaller school than what I'm used to. But to me, it's really true six-man football because we'll have a lot of guys going both ways. I was in Division I where you can split it up a little bit where you don't not necessarily have to use everyone on both sides of the football. So we're asking the guys to learn a lot and to do a lot, but I definitely think they're capable of doing so.
I was asking these guys, what do you feel are some real strengths of y'all's team?
When I first saw film, after I took the job watching it, we have some guys in our skill spots that are pretty good. And I think if we can fill them in our system on offense and defense, then they'll do the things we need them to do to be successful. And then just like Sam said, we have some big bodies that can play offensive and defensive line that are still athletic. So we need quickness on defensive line, and offensively they'll still be, you know, receiving threats. So those are things I like about our personnel.
And thoughts on schedule?
Schedule, I think we have a pretty good schedule. Our non-district is solid. We open up with Austin Achieve and our Island Showcase the first weekend, and then we have some other good teams that will prepare us for district. It'll be a tough district with Alpha Omega, Brazosport Christian, St. Joe's dropping from 11, coming to six-man, and Conroe Covenant, they're normally pretty strong. But I think if we can stay healthy, the guys we have, we'll definitely compete for a playoff spot.
Coach, thanks, and good luck this season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.